Today we're going to learn Daf Ches Amud Beis of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are holding three lines from the top of the page on Ches Amud Beis at Tanur Rabbanan. Says the Braisa, Tanur Rabbanan, Kichok Yisrael Hu Mishpat Elokei Yaakov. Melame, that pasuk teaches us She'ein Beizen Shalmaila Nechnasim Ledin Elim Kein Kitchu Beizen Shalmata Esachodesh. That Beizen Shalmaila only starts, only commences judgment when the Beizen Shalmata is Mekadesh Lechodesh. Once Beizen Shalmata decides what day is going to be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's when Beizen Shalmala convenes the din. That's how you understand the pasuk. Ki Chak Li Yisrael Hu, when there's a Chak Li Yisrael, which means Beizen Shalmata decides on Kviyas HaChodesh, then Mishpat Elokei Yaakov. Then God is going to commence Mishpat. Tani Idach, we have another braisa that darshens the pasuk a little differently. Ki Chak Li Yisrael Hu, Ein Li Ela Li Yisrael. I would only know that there's judgment in Rosh Hashanah for the Jewish people. Lul Masa Olaminayin, how do I know the other nations of the world as well? Tamalomar Mishpat Elokei Yaakov. And over here it doesn't say explicitly Yisrael, it just says God, the God of Jacob, which is the God of the whole world as well. So it teaches us that it's din for the entire world. Imkein Ma Tamalomar Kichok Li Yisrael. So then why does it say Kichok Li Yisrael if it's really for everybody? That teaches us that the first judgment is for the Jewish people. If you have a melech that has to face din and a tzibur that has to face din, the melech goes first. Shenemar mishpat avdo u'mishpat amo. My taima. Why is it that it goes in this order? Either because lav orachara lemeka malka abrayi, it's not derech eretz to keep the king waiting outside. That you want to have the judgment, the more merciful judgment will happen earlier before anger sets in over dealing with judgment all day with people who have done sins all day long. In fact, there's studies that show that this is actually true, that as judges, I think they actually did a study in Israel about this, that as judges sit on a panel and the day goes on, they become less patient, they become more irritable, and more likely to issue a guilty verdict. So obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't become irritable or less patient, but it's still the Shabbat HaOzen, to make it something that we can relate to, we view it as our judgment coming first, because it's a greater time of Rachamim earlier on. Now the Mishnah said one of the Rashi, actually let's make a main point out of that, two interpretations of Chok Li Yisrael Hu Mishpat Elokei Yaakov. Number one, Beizen Shalmala only commences once Beizen Shalmata declares Rosh Chodesh. And number two, Klal Yisrael gets judged before everybody else on Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Mishnah said one of the Rosh Hashanim that are determined by Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Vila Shmitin, that the Shmita year begins on the first day of Tishrei. Mi nolan, how do I know that that's true? Dechsivu v'shana hashviyas Shabbat Shabbason yela aretz. Pasuk says in the seventh year it will be a Shabbat Shabbason for the land. The Gomer, Shana Shana Mitishrei. And we drive Gzeres Shava Shana Shana from Tishrei. Dechsiv, Mereshis Hashana. It says in the Pasuk, Mereshis Hashana. We know that that's talking about Rosh Hashanah. So from there we learn that by Shemitah also it begins on our Rosh Hashanah. The Ligmar Shana Shana mi Nisan. Ask the Gemara, but why don't we derive Shana Shana from Nisan? Dichsiv Rishon Hulacham Lachatshe Hashana. It says Shana by Nisan as well. It says Gemara, Danin Shana She'ein Imach Hadashim mi Shana She'ein Imach Hadashim. If we're going to link the word Shana in two different contexts, and both, we'd rather link two contexts where it doesn't mention any months. Ve'in danin she'ini machadashim mishana sheyeshi machadashim, rather than linking the word shana where it doesn't mention any months to the word shana where it does mention months, like by Chodesh Nisan where it says chodshei hashana. So main point number two, we derive that Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the Shemitah year from the pasuk Mereshis Hashana. Says Mara further, Rele Yovlos, also Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Yovel, it's when Yovel year begins. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Yovlos B'Echad B'Tishrei Hu? Yovlos B'Asar B'Tishrei Hu? Yovel doesn't begin in Rosh Hashanah, Yovel actually begins in Yom Kippur of the 50th year. Dechsiv B'Yom HaKippurim Taviru Shofar, that on Yom Kippur they blow a shofar, and that's what declares the Yovel. So it says, this is assuming like Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan Broka, Ditanya, V'kidashim v'shnasach chamishim shana. Ma tam lomar. Why does it have to say v'kidashim v'shnasach chamishim shana? It could have just said v'kidashta osa, because the pasuk already told us that we're talking about the 50th year. So it could have just said so be mekadesh it. Because so why does it say shnasach chamishim shana v'fishenemar biyom kippurim? Because since the pasuk says biyom kippurim yachal lo teimis kadesh shel biyom kippurim ve'elach, I might think that Yovel year is only kadosh for Yom Kippur and on. That's why it says v'skadashtem eshnasa chamishim, to tell me that the 50th year becomes kadosh from its very beginning. From Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur of Yovel, the avadim don't go free to their homes because they didn't yet blow the shofar to signify their freedom, and the shichur avadim only begins at the tkiyah shofar. But below mishtabnu ladoneihem, but they don't have to work for their masters anymore because Yovel year has already began. So what do they do for these 10 days? Ela ochlin v'shosin usmeikin v'atrosein brashehen. If they want, they can eat and drink and be happy and whatever they want. They can act like free people. Kivin shegei yom kippurim. Since once Yom Kippur comes, they blow the shofar, avadim go back to their homes, and the fields go back to their original owners. So I asked the Gemara of Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan disagreed with Rabbi Shmuel and hold that Yovel is miskadesh only from Yom Kippur. How are they going to explain the phrase v'kidashim eshnasa chamishim shana? Meaning we just use v'kidashim eshnasa chamishim shana to tell us that Yovel year really begins Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It's just that the actual freedom of the slaves going back home doesn't happen until Yom Kippur. So shanim atam mekadesh v'atam mekadesh chadashim. What they'll derive is that you could be mekadesh shanim, but you cannot be mekadesh chadashim. Meaning the mitzvah is to be mekadesh the 50th year. Now, when Yovel year comes, it's a mitzvah on Bezin to be Mekadesh the Shana, and to say Mekudesh HaShana. There's no mitzvah to be Mekadesh the Chodesh once they're already Koveh the Zman, based on Rias Halvana, and say Mekudesh HaChodesh. That's what they're going to learn. Tanya Idach, we have another Braisa that makes another drasha relating to this. Yovel hi, it says that the 50th year is Yovel, Mat Tamalomer. Why does it have to say it? It already said, V'kidash Mishnasa Chamishim Shana. Why does it have to say Yovel hi? L'fi Shenemar, V'kidash Mishnasa Chamishim. Since it says V'kidash Mishnasa Chamishim, Yachal, we might have thought, K'shem Shemiskadesh as Va'olechas Mitchilasa. Just like the year of Yovel is already holy from Rosh Hashanah, it's already a Yovel from Rosh Hashanah before they ever blew the shofar on Yom Kippur. So you might think, Kach miskadesh es v'olechas b'sofa, that the Yovel should enter into the following year, into year 51, and that year 51 should have Kedushas Yovel at least until Yom Kippur. V'al titama, and don't think that that's so strange to think such a thing. Shari Mosif Michal al Kodesh, because after all, don't we always add a little extra time from Chol onto Kodesh? We add a little extra time to Shabbos before Shabbos and after Shabbos, so it would be a reasonable Hava Amina that we should add a little bit to the Yovel. Tamal Omar Yovel hi Shnasa Chamishim. That's why it has to say Yovel hi Shnasa Chamishim to teach me Shnasa Chamishim atu Mekadesh v'atu Mekadesh Shnasa Chamishim va'achas. Or Mekadesh the 50th year, but not the year number 51. V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who don't darshan Shnasa Yovel, who don't darshan that Shnasa Yovel begins from Rosh Hashanah, and therefore they need this pasuk to tell us that it's not miskadesh b'sofa. So what are they going to darshan from this? So what are they going to darshan from this pasuk? Meaning, therefore, they don't need this pasuk to exclude the 10 days of the 51st year. So what are they going to use the pasuk for? Shnas chamishim atamona, that you count the 50th year in the years that have passed, v'atamona shnas chamishim v'achas, but you don't count it as the first year of the new cycle of the coming Yovel, meaning that the 50-year cycle that begins from the year after Yovel. It doesn't begin from Yovel year. Yovel year is year 50, but it's not also year 1 of the next cycle. That comes to exclude the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Shnas Chamishim actually counts as two separate, as the end of that cycle and the beginning of the next cycle, so it comes to teach us not so. So I guess the main point will be a couple of important machlokos relating to Yovel. Number one, whether Yovel only starts at Yom Kippur of Yovel, or it even already starts at Tishrei, just with Shichra Avadim happening at Yom Kippur. And number two, whether the 50th year counts as the first year of the next Yovel cycle as well. And parenthetically, we also mentioned that that the Yovel doesn't extend into year 51. Okay, we'll stop there. Bez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Udmosif and Mechala L'Kodesh Minala.